What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 20th, 2023, the start of a brand new week of utter insanity and chaos. And it's another busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to get through here before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. First of all, this is the first day of spring. Spring is finally here, and this last weekend we had temperatures in the lows were in the 20s, and we had snow both Saturday and Sunday. So yes, gosh darn that, human-caused global warming here. Now, the big story right now is the possible arrest of Donald Trump tomorrow on what is essentially a misdemeanor charge where they're saying he mislabeled an entry on his expenses regarding a payout of cash to porn star Stormy Daniels, who alleges that she and Donald had a romp. And I don't really care if they did or not, but apparently Trump's attorney paid the hush money to Stormy Daniels, and then he billed Donald Trump for that amount. Donald Trump took that out of a line of credit he had, did not use campaign funds, and sent it to the lawyer and marked it as a legal expense. And they're trying to make a really big case about that. And it just shows how desperate they are to get Donald Trump any way that they can. And, theories are flying thick and fast. What are they going to do? They're going to try and publicly humiliate him. This is going to build sympathy for Trump, because we have seen how the deep state keeps going after him and going after him. The one thing that they really could do is claiming that Trump is capable of inciting another riot, like he did on January 6th, which he didn't, we all know that, the judge could deny bail and keep Trump in prison until whatever time this case goes to trial, and that means he'd be off the campaign trail for 2024, and that may be a big part of what they're getting ready to do. Now, Trump's attorney, Tokopina, is saying Democrats are hoping that a New York City jury would never acquit Donald Trump. Now, at the moment, it's before a grand jury, not a regular criminal jury. And, CNN is out there saying that if Donald Trump is arrested tomorrow, it will mark a dramatic escalation of his legal woes, as though the arrest of Trump would be just a minor political inconvenience for him and his supporters, no mention of impending civil war. Now, the rumors of arrest remind us the establishment still regards Trump as the greatest threat to their control of America. And if they can get rid of Trump by imprisoning him or at least indicting him, it'll be smooth sailing for the Project Deep State. Now, an indictment alone is not going to keep Trump out of office. And by the way, I did go back and reread the Constitution. I couldn't find anything in there that says people convicted of crimes could not run for office. I mean, if that were being enforced, half of Congress would have to step down at this particular point. So, they're still out there pounding on January 6th and what a danger Trump is here, and how Trump managed to incite an insurrection without a single explicit order. The deep state is telling us Trump embedded his commands to write in code, in phrases like, let's march peacefully down to the Capitol, and so forth and so on. So Trump is a very disappointing supervillain, as portrayed by the corporate media. All righty. Now, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley panned reports of the looming case against former President Trump after Trump announced that he would be arrested tomorrow. And as the Epoch Times' Jack Phillips reports, alleged unnamed court sources have told multiple two news outlets Trump could be indicted in the near future, while Trump said via Truth Social he expects to be arrested by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Bragg's office has not confirmed the reports, and this is all about misclassifying a $130,000 hush payment made to Stormy Daniels back in 2016. Okay. And mind you, you know, this prosecutor, Bragg, you know, has been just sitting on his rear end while violent crime explodes all over Manhattan. But by golly, he's gonna get Donald Trump any way that he can here. Now, one of the arguments that Donald Trump has come up with is the statute of limitations has already passed in the Stormy Daniels case. And his ally, Robert Costello, testified earlier today against Michael Cohen to the grand jury with Trump bracing for potential charges here. And the former president wrote on Truth Social, there are many years beyond the statute of limitations, which in this case is 2 years. More importantly, there wasn't really any kind of a crime. All righty. Now, there's some confusion about whether the arrest is going forward or not. And, you know, this got leaked out to Donald Trump. Donald Trump went social media. Social media went wild. And it may just be a sucker play to take the attention away from the fact that tomorrow the House committee is looking into the Chinese money flowing into the Biden family. So this could be the smoke and mirrors to try and keep us from looking at that. But apparently, Trump's lawyers are saying there has been no notification of an indictment, and the latest word is an indictment has not actually been voted on yet. So this is all political theater. Okay. Now, Robert Costello testified today and was a surprise witness. His identity was withheld until very, very late. And Trump says that Costello could present conclusive and irrefutable evidence clearing him. And we have not heard an update on exactly how that happened. Now, McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene are out there emphasizing President Trump does not want any violent protests. And, of course, the government is acting like they're expecting a war zone. They've already put steel barricades up outside of the Manhattan District Attorney's office. And their Trump supporters are already there in New York and down at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, but everybody's saying, be peaceful, be peaceful, be peaceful, except for GOP presidential candidate. Let's see. I'm looking for the name here. Oh, my goodness. I didn't get the name. But he's basically calling on New Yorkers to beat the Trump supporters with a baseball bat. So this guy is calling for violence. Now, a poll has been taken showing that 85% of Trump supporters think that protesting against the arrest is a January 6th style trap. I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, because they want to demonize Trump. They want to cause a lot of confusion. They want to demonize Trump supporters and say, oh, he's inciting to rebellion and so forth. Now, getting on back to the Bidens and their problem with this Chinese money that's going on in. Congress has got the documents. They've got the paperwork. They've got the bank records. And, you know, it basically shows that $1,065,000 had been funneled from a Chinese energy company through Biden friend Rob Walker to four immediate family members of Joe Biden, his son Hunter, brother James, and Hallie Biden, the widow of the late son Beau, who is also Hunter Biden's former lover. It's kind of turning into a real soap opera here. And there is still an unidentified family member listed only on the bank wires as Biden. Okay, so they're moving forward with that. There's going to be hearings tomorrow. And obviously, Biden would be desperate to distract the media and you from what's going on there. And that may be what's behind this arrest situation. And I'm not the only person who thinks so. Over at Fox News, Mario Bartiromo is suggesting the arrest is being timed to distract from the House's probe into the Biden's family receiving cash from China. And asks, do you think it's a coincidence? No, I do not. Okay. And there was this this congressional committee released a report indicating members of the Biden family were paid all this money by the Chinese government. The report was released by House Republicans on Thursday and showed the president's son, Hunter Biden, the widow of his son, Beau Biden, and other relatives of the president's family received the cash in 2017 from an associate who'd entered into a business deal with a now defunct Chinese energy company. All righty. Now, a leading Republican yesterday issued a warning to Joe Biden after his committee says it's discovered more evidence of ties between the first family and China on the heels of news that Donald Trump may be indicted this week by a Manhattan grand jury. And basically on Maria Bartiromo's show, Sunday Morning Futures, Representative James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, provided an update on the panel's inquiry into the Biden family's business dealing. And he disclosed the House is scrutinizing the bank records of the family's business associates and cautioned that evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop could spell trouble for the White House. Okay. And, you know, this is a potentially big story, and it's going to be hard to try and spin it away. And even over at CNN, anchor Aaron Burnett is out there saying that, yeah, this doesn't look good. Okay, this money flowing from China to the Bidens, it doesn't look good. It looks shady as all get out. Here, somebody was selling access and influence. Now, Kamala Harris is preparing to hit the road for Biden, getting ready to campaign for 2024. And, you know, there are concerns within the Democratic Party that her performance in office, criticized by some as uneven, has made her a liability. And Kamala plans to visit urban centers of swing states to persuade black voters, young people, and other liberal constituencies to reelect Joe Biden. And good luck on that one, because it's not just Kamala Harris's job performance in office. It's Biden's as well. And it's been abysmal here. All right. Now, interestingly enough, there is this leftist thinker, Sam Harris, and he came on out last week saying conservatives should not be allowed to voice their opinions on issues since the war, such as the war in Ukraine, climate change, or vaccine safety. Okay? And he's out there saying that conservatives are not caring and we should not be allowed to influence anyone else's opinion. Clear violation of the First Amendment, but apparently that's not an issue for Sam Harris. All righty. Now, out in California, this reparations thing is still dancing around, and California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to take action on reparations via executive action if the legislature will not act on this issue. And the California Reparations Task Force, which was created in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the U.S. Total cost of the program, $640 billion. And a reminder that California was never a slave state. Okay, if those blacks in California had an ancestor who was a slave, go back to the state where they were a slave and ask them for the reparations. All right. New information coming on out regarding Jeffrey Epstein and the lawsuit involving J.P. Morgan. And the allegation from the U.S. Virgin Islands, J.P. Morgan has denied those allegations and filed a counteroffensive against Staley, claiming he concealed his personal activities with Epstein. In other words, they're trying to say Jamie Dimon knew nothing at all about it. Apparently there is some evidence to say that, yes, this went all the way to the top of J.P. Morgan. And Fox News was saying they used the names of Disney characters as code names for the trafficked women. and these women were trafficked and abused during different intervals between at least 2003 and July 2019 when Epstein was arrested and jailed, and these women received payments, typically multiple payments, between 2003 and 2013 in excess of $1 million collectively, meaning that each individual lady probably didn't get all that much. All right, let's talk about COVID and health issues. And the latest attempt to distract from the lab leak theory for the origin of COVID is meeting a great deal of ridicule and abuse. This is the raccoon dog theory. And this is, you know, the news outlets are running with this. So see, it wasn't a lab leak. It had nothing to do with that lab that we were sending all that U.S. money to. It was this raccoon dog, which is kind of like a fox, but Chinese and so forth. And they're not getting a lot of traction. And that's primarily because the American people have been lied to so often by the corporate media and the government that they just don't trust them anymore, which is a very healthy thing. All right, now a lot of people are trying to pin the vaccine injury problems on Donald Trump because he started Operation Warp Drive. But Karen Kingston came on out pointing out something very important. She's actually read the contract between Trump and Pfizer for their version of the COVID-19 vaccine, and the contract explicitly required Pfizer to follow the law to produce a safe and effective vaccine. Now, that vaccine was neither safe nor effective, and therefore Pfizer is at fault for violating the contract. You know, Trump wanted a safe and effective vaccine. It's not his fault. It's Pfizer's fault that the vaccine turned out to be a disaster. All righty, another article from Global Research up in Canada, and they're talking about America's new angels of death inject humanity with a gene-altering, death-dealing technology medical professionals cannot claim ignorance. Now, early in the declared COVID-19 pandemic, America's medical community, including the pharmacies, coalesced around a system of outlawing medicines known to be effective, safe, and inexpensive, notably ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And it became obvious that withholding early treatment was crucial for the pharmaceutical industry's project to vaccinate the world against a claimed COVID-19 virus. Now, had the effectiveness of inexpensive and available medicines been widely seen, the pretext for issuing an emergency use authorization would have vaporized. And with a trillion-dollar global vaccination project at stake, that could not be allowed. So the lies of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine being toxic were being enforced. Remember, they were out there calling, oh, it's horse paste. You don't want to do that. It's terrible stuff here. It's all about the Benjamins there. All right, another new side effect is showing up from these spike protein shots here, and it's called testicular turbo cancer. It's striking young athletes, and it's particularly virulent, and, you know, it's like just weeks after the diagnosis you're going to die, okay? It's nasty, nasty stuff. All right, let's get on back to the Ohio train disaster. Now, when it first happened, the EPA said, you know, there's no problem. You know, it's going to be safe out there. Same thing they told the 9/11 first responders. They finally got around to actually conducting tests for dioxin near the train wreck. And they basically found the levels of dioxin in the soil of East Palestine are hundreds of times greater than past EPA safety recommendations. And dioxin is a known carcinogen. It is highly toxic. It is a very long-lasting, stable molecule, and it's probably gotten into the Ohio River by now. So, anyway. All right, getting into the international news here. Over in Afghanistan, the United Nations World Food Program has been forced to cut rations to 4 million Afghans this month due to a funding shortfall in the middle of the country's severe humanitarian crisis, which the U.S. basically caused with the war. And let's see. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about the wars. And over this last weekend, there were protests in multiple cities here in the United States.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to Jesus, amen. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. Passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's room for all of the love and honesty. Yeah, to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances are thinner, 'cause there's no hiding place from the kingdom's throne. Oh, people get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you
lawsuit after lawsuit to uncover information, and they announced today that they received 221 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes a grant application for research involving the coronavirus that was submitted in 2018. The grant application appears to describe gain-of-function research involving RNA extractions from bats, experiments on viruses, attempts to develop a chimeric virus, and efforts to genetically manipulate the full-length bat SARS-CoV-WIV-1 strain molecule clone. The documents were obtained by Judicial Watch through the Freedom of Information Act, and the lawsuit specifically requests records about National Institutes of Health grants that benefited the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So whatever happened over there in Wuhan, we were paying for it. We, the taxpayers. Okay. Now, Congress is looking at rescinding the military's vaccine mandate. The House has already passed their version of the bill. And despite that, there's an Army captain who's been kicked out of the Army after serving for 17 years because he refused to take the COVID vaccine, even though the political winds are shifting and saying, yeah, that vaccine mandate is definitely going to go away. So I think he's being treated quite unfairly. Now, people have pointed out before that every time there's one of these pandemics, you can go back a few years and discover there was a simulation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show, and we're live again. Not exactly sure what happened there on that last segment, but apparently my Skype window just went away. It completely shut down, and I didn't notice it was gone until we got to the break, and I wasn't hearing the commercial music. But we're back here, and, you know, the terrors of live radio, what can I tell you? All righty, getting on back to the international news here. The chief of CENTCOM, General Michael Kirilla, said on the 16th of March that the Russian Air Force has increased the frequency of unprofessional and unsafe flyovers of U.S. occupation bases in Syria. And they fly over our bases with ground attack aircraft with weapons on them in an attempt to try and be provocative. Now, something you need to remember, okay, Syria does not want the U.S. inside its country. Okay, Syria has asked Russia to provide military assistance here to basically push back against ISIS and other U.S.-sponsored extremist groups. So it's the U.S. that is the interloper there. All right, we're coming up here on the 20th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, and we all remember the lies we were told about that. Colin Powell and his little tiny vial of talcum powder and said, this is anthrax, this is going to kill you all. And Saddam's nuclear weapons and the dodgy dossier and all of that stuff here. And I did repost an article I wrote back at that time called The Lie of the Last Century. And it was a huge lie. And there was all kinds of propaganda. There was the one about they showed the photo of this trailer with some machinery on it and said it's a mobile biological weapons laboratory. And it turned out that it was merely a hydrogen gas generator to inflate weather balloons used by the artillery to figure out what the wind is doing so they can adjust their fire. And everybody knew it because this particular hydrogen generator system is manufactured in Great Britain and was sold to Iraq. And so everybody knew what it was, and they're still out there saying, look at this, it's a mobile biological weapons laboratory here. Now, the sad fact of the matter is we are still in Iraq. We are still spending money. And they're now saying that the cost of the Iraq war could hit nearly $3 trillion with a T by 2050. And that's horrible here, and along with 500,000 human lives. All right. Now, over in Korea, Kim Jong-un has ordered his troops to prepare for immediate and overwhelming nuclear counterattack against enemies as he accuses the U.S. of holding aggressive military drills with South Korea using nuclear assets. And yes, the U.S. has been doing that with these nuclear-capable B-52s, you know, flying over North Korea and making stink face here. Now, there's a story. This one came out of End Time Headlines, and this is a take with a grain of salt. According to this story, nearly 800,000 people signed up to join the North Korean military in a single day, according to the country's state-run media. And the newspaper Rodong Sinmun says 800,000 students and workers signed up to fight the U.S. on Friday, just one day after North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea between South Korea and Japan. Now, North Korea's total population is only 25 million, so I'm a little bit skeptical of 800,000. I'm sure they got a bunch of people to sign up, and they're going to join the North Korean army, and when they meet the U.S. army, they're going to shout the wrong pronouns at them and reduce the U.S. forces to tears. So, anyway. Now, another article. This one is coming out of Cato Institute. And it's talking about how Washington, D.C. Is the midwife to the birth of any China-Russian alliance. And we have been commenting on this and observing this for a long time, that the more sanctions that are put on Russia and China, the more they disconnect from the Western economic systems and the more they connect with each other. I mean, new economic alliances are being formed. The old economic alliances are being abandoned. And that is going to spell trouble for our economy. Now, a lot of people were commenting on this AUKUS deal down in Australia that is going to result in nuclear-powered submarines going to Australia and the establishment of a new naval base here. And the whole thing is going to cost about $368 billion between now and the mid-2050s. And people are saying, oh, well, this is, you know, so Australia can get into a war with China. And Australia has issued a statement that they are absolutely not committed to join the U.S. in the event of a war over Taiwan. And by the way, Russia is now saying that they embrace China's one China policy, meaning that if China seizes Taiwan and the U.S. comes in to wrest them free, they will meet the Russians there in the Straits of Taiwan. Now, there are still protests going on down in Israel over Netanyahu's judicial overhaul. He's refusing any kind of compromise. He basically, he's trying to establish a dictatorship. But it is making Netanyahu look bad. It's making Israel look bad. And Joe Biden actually called Netanyahu and said, you know, maybe you need to, go a little bit lighter on this and maybe look at the alternative framework that Herzog presented as well. And Netanyahu is probably going to be very intractable on that. All righty. remember the phrase, the October surprise? And this was basically a story about how the campaign of Ronald Reagan with George Bush as vice president worked to delay the release of the Iranian hostages until after the election in order to deny Jimmy Carter a second term in the White House. And now that Mr. Carter is approaching his final his final curtain, as it will. Former Texas Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes claims that a high-ranking member of Ronald Reagan's 1980 presidential campaign took him on a secret diplomatic tour of the Middle East in a bid to damage Carter's reelection campaign by convincing Iran not to release its 52 hostages until after the election. And Barnes, who's now 85 years old, says history needs to know that this happened. It is very significant. It is the October surprise. And Reagan was perfectly happy allowing those 52 hostages to remain captives until he secured the White House. All righty. Now, there's a new Pentagon study has found high rates of cancer among military pilots and for the first time has shown that ground crews who fuel, maintain, and launch those aircraft are also getting sick. Now, the data had long been sought by retired military aviators who've raised alarm for years about the number of air and ground crew members they knew who had cancer. And they were told that earlier military studies had found they were not at a greater risk of cancer than the general U.S. population. Turns out, once again, they were lying. In a year-long study of almost 900,000 service members who flew on or worked on military aircraft between 1992 and 2017, the Pentagon found that air crew members had an 87% higher rate of melanoma and a 39% higher rate of thyroid cancer, while men had a 16% higher rate of prostate cancer and women had a 16% higher rate of breast cancer. Overall, the air crews had a 24% higher rate of cancer of all types. Now, maybe it's exposure to those radar systems, which put out powerful radio waves, which can cause damage at those frequencies, or maybe it's some of the toxic chemicals that are used in modern fighter aircraft. But yeah, these people are genuinely getting ill here. Story coming out of the National Interest, and it's talking about how the U.S. Army's big guns, the artillery, have got problems because they're being outgunned by the Russian weapons. Okay, and that the U.S. Artillery would have difficulties knocking out entrenched North Korean artillery or mobile Iranian weapons. This is the conclusion of a report on the U.S. Army artillery, and was done by the RAND Corporation, which examined an Army artillery arm that suffered two decades of neglect since the Pentagon began focusing on counterinsurgency in the early 2000s. During that time, aircraft and helicopters replaced artillery as the main source for fire support during small unit operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Okay. Let's talk about the economy. Things are getting crazy. First Republic Bank stock is down in the toilet. It's below $10 right now. Trading was halted on First Republic Bank stock 7 times just today. And it looks like it's going to go under. It looks like there's no way to save it. And it's definitely going to be going down. Now, media outlets, tech companies, and Democratic politicians stand to benefit the most from the super bailout of the Silicon Valley Bank. And by super bailout, I mean the fact that deposits over $250,000 will be replaced at taxpayer expense, of course. And so they're going to make out really good on that. Now, let's see. Torsten Slok, who's over there at Apollo, a week ago was saying things are going to work out kind of smooth. Now he's changed his view and said we're probably in for a hard landing. And that's kind of unfortunate here. Now, a coalition of mid-sized U.S. banks have asked the FDIC to extend FDIC insurance to all deposits for the next 2 years, arguing the guarantee is needed to avoid a wider run on the banks. And that means, again, insuring the deposits over $250,000. Doing so will immediately halt the exodus of deposits from smaller banks, stabilizing the banking sector, and greatly reduce the chances of more bank failures. Now, it sounds really good, okay? But when this super bailout was arranged for Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, the implication was that this was now going to apply to all banks. Okay, for uninsured depositors in any other banks. Now Janet Yellen is saying that's not actually what will happen. She just admitted that deposits at a depositors at a failed bank will only be protected if officials determine that a failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk and significant economic and financial consequences. So if you're not that important in the scheme of things, then you are just out of luck. That means that depositors at the big banks are going to be protected, and depositors at small banks are much less likely to be protected. In other words, Janet Yellen just poured lighter fluid on every small bank in the United States. And that may be part of the agenda, to shut down all the small independents and just have a rise of, you know, half a dozen super banks that we all do business with. All righty, getting on over to Credit Suisse. The second largest bank in Switzerland, considered too big to fail, and it's failed. And apparently there was a bail-in by the Swiss National Bank, and Credit Suisse is now being sold to Switzerland's biggest bank, the UBS. And it's an emergency rescue deal aimed at stemming financial market panic unleashed by the failure of the two American banks earlier this month. And unfortunately, part of the deal is that Credit Suisse shareholders will be largely wiped out, receiving the equivalent of just 76.76 Swiss francs in UBS shares for stock that was worth 1.86 Swiss francs on Friday. And apparently part of the deal is that certain bonds are going to just simply be zeroed on out. And because the Swiss government changed the law last Friday, the deal does not need the approval of the shareholders. In other words, they have no say in what this deal is going to happen or not. So that's desperation here. And, you know, Credit Suisse, they love their reputation. Swiss banks, we're solid, we're safe, we're secure, we value your privacy and so forth. But Credit Suisse has had a lot of scandals going back many, many years. You know, back in March 2021, following the collapse of United Kingdom's Greensill Capital and the United States investment fund Archegos, both of which Credit Suisse had exposure, the Greensill collapse shaved $10 billion off of Credit Suisse's books, while the Archegos collapse trimmed another $5.5 billion in losses. The latter's company manager, in case you did not know, had pled guilty to wire fraud. That same year, Credit Suisse entered a guilty plea in the U.S. over the so-called tuna bond fraud. The failing bank also received a criminal conviction in Switzerland for failing to stop a money laundering scheme involving a Bulgarian cocaine trafficking ring. So there we are. And everybody is heading into gold. China is stepping up their gold imports. So is Switzerland. So is Russia. And China's importing more gold from Switzerland last year, stepping up gold purchase from Russia. Swiss exports of gold to China were at four-year highs in 2022, with China taking in 524 tons of gold worth about $33 billion. This is a massive increase from the 354 tons reported in 2021 and the most since 2018. China is the world's number one gold consumer, followed by India, with a focus on retail investment and jewelry demand. A lot of people like to have that gold bling on there. Now, in a separate data set published by Russia's customs agency over the weekend, China also increased its purchases of Russian gold. China bought 6.6 tons of gold from Russia in 2022, which is an increase of 67% from 2021. China's central bank also stepped up gold purchases at the end of last year, buying 30 tons of gold in December, which followed its November purchase of 32 tons of gold. Everybody knows where the ink and paper thing is going. All righty. Down in Africa, The Africans are getting sick of Canada's Trudeau, his obsession with pushing abortion in their pro-life nations. And basically, Canada is down there saying we're going to give you aid packages. And as usual, when there's foreign aid, there are strings attached to it. And in this case, it's the abortion industry and LGBTQ agenda. And this is going into countries that absolutely hate both of those. And so they're getting very, very angry with this interference with their internal affairs. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And welcome
happened?
Back to our show here, and jumping on back to the international news, word has just now come on in that French President Macron did survive his no-confidence vote, so he is still in power and still annoying the heck out of the French people. All righty. Now, The gentleman named Charles Nagy, he was the associate professor of psychology at the University of Central Florida. And, you know, basically he put out two tweets questioning the orthodoxy of systemic racism and white privilege. And one of them said, if African Americans as a group had the same behavioral profile as Asian Americans on average, performing the best academically, having the highest income, committing the lowest crime, would we still be proclaiming systemic racism exists? His second tweet said, black privilege is real. Besides affirmative action, special scholarships, and other set-asides, being shielded from legitimate criticism is a privilege. But as a group, they're missing out on much-needed feedback, which actually says, you know, kind of sounds kind of accurate to me. Anyway, he was fired and has now filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Central Florida to get his job back. Now, the Biden administration is now requiring a diversity pledge from companies seeking decarbonization funds. I mean, they're just – everything is now political, just like in the old Soviet Union. And the Department of Energy announced a new plan for a $6.3 billion decarbonization fund that will only be available to companies that submit a pledge to diversify. And companies can only apply for funding from the Industrial Demonstrations Program after they submit a community benefits plan. The plan must outline each individual company's dedication to the four policy goals of the administration: diversity, equity, and inclusion, investment in America's workforce, engaging communities in labor, and implementing aspects of a plan called Justice 40, which pledges to spend at least 40% of federal spending projects focused on minority communities that are allegedly disproportionately impacted by pollution. And, of course, all of this is tied in with efforts to fight so-called human-caused global warming, which we could have used over this last weekend here. And it's a beautiful clear day here, but it is still very, very cold out there. And, yeah, anyway. Meanwhile, they had a really bad storm up in LaGuardia, and that was the one that gave us a bunch of rain last week, and they had to halt the flights out of LaGuardia here. Up in Duluth, Minnesota, part of a shopping mall roof collapsed under heavy snow. The building is evacuated and is now, you know, closed to the public until they can fix it. All righty, now. A new Rasmussen poll is out there showing 60% of Americans believe climate change is a religion that has got absolutely nothing to do with climate. It's not about the climate. It's about power. They're absolutely correct on that. And let's see, out in California, Dodge Ridge Mountain Resort breaks the all-time season snowfall record. It's the third snowiest winter ever recorded at Lake Tahoe. So, gosh darn that, human-caused global warming. And let's see where we are. Okay, there's the music. A little hard to hear there. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.